So let's see at the front, one third of the chair. Let's make sure you did not lean to the back. If not, you will. If not, you will feel sleepy. If you're sitting on the floor, then you have to raise your butt buttock a little bit so that you can have a smoother breathing. Then we can gently close our eyes. Firstly, let's adjust our contemplation position. Imagine there is a string at the top of your head, pulling upwards straight from your spine and your neck. Relax your eyes. Relax your face. Relax your teeth. Put a smile at the corner of your lips. Your head should not be too high or too low. Your chin to be parallel with the floor. And your shoulder gently open towards the back, and your back would be your spine would be naturally straight. Tuck in your tummy and your hand comfortably put on your lap. Your palm can face up or face down, and you can put your finger position in the which is comfortable to you. Let's do the last adjustment and tell ourselves that the next 15 minutes, I will not move my body. Let's do the last adjustment. The next step is for to let our heart focus, the focus of the object of our focus is our breathing. So we will first exhale, then inhale. Every exhale and inhale count as one. We will do 10 counts. If your focus on your breathing run away, I will gently pull it back to my mind and start counting from one again. So we will do 10 counts and start now. Okay. Now we are going to the four laws contemplation. Let's review the first law. What is the first law? Right. What you plant, you will get. You plant melon, you get melon. In the past 24 hours, did I generously use these four laws to achieve my goal? For example, I want to have money. Did I give money? I want income. Did I fulfill other people so that they achieve the income that they want? I want to clear my debt. Did I help others to clear their debt? So everyone, please think about this if you have taken the action. Now, when you did use your, when you did take action, because you know only by planting melon you will get melon. So let's review the second law. So what is the second law? So the, yes, the seed will grow, will multiply. One seed in 24 hours will multiply. After 48 hours, it will multiply again. 72 hours later, it will multiply again. I would think now, look at in the past 24 hours, how many seeds have you planted? And all these seeds, what kind of impression? Maybe it's income, maybe it's clearing debt, maybe it's generosity. If one seed will multiply to two in the after 24 hours, then two become four. Four become 8. 8 becomes 16. And imagine yesterday, if your seed yesterday is multiplying at this speed, then how many seeds have you planted to help you to achieve the goal? So let everyone have some time to think about this. So, if you understand the second law that multiplies, even though it's a small giving, we must also feel happy about it. Because we already know any seed that we planted, it will multiply and bring a bigger result. So now we're going into the third law. So what is the third law? Yes, if you don't plant, you don't get. And if you don't plant any seed, we don't take any action. In your mind, you just hope that you can get, you can achieve it, then you will not achieve your goal. If you don't plant the seed that help you to achieve your goal, then you will not see yourself achieving your goal. Is this what you want? In the past, you don't know what is the seed that you need to plant the corresponding seed. So that and in the past, when to achieve your goal, you have been through a tough time. Then ask yourself, have you suffered enough? If you don't take any action, we will not be able to achieve our goal. So please consider this. So every day, do your best to plant the seed to help you to achieve the goal. If you understand the third law, then we will appreciate every moment and every day to plant the corresponding seed for us to achieve our goal. So now we're going to the fourth law. So, what is the fourth law? Yes, if you plant, you definitely will get. So, in the past 24 hours, did you plant the seed? Then you definitely will achieve the goal. So now, think about in the past 24 hours, the seed that you have planted. These seeds will help you to achieve your goals in the future. Imagine the happiness of achieving your goal. What is how the picture of you achieving your goal? Give everyone some time to enjoy this picture of you when you achieve your goal. The feeling of of clearing debt for those that wants to clear debt. If those that have sales target, you want to achieve your sales target, you have a customer coming automatically. How does the feeling? If you want to see your team's income growth and you achieve your team's income growth and everyone in your team is celebrating, so how does it look like? If you want a job after you get your job, so how is the picture of you when you get your new job? You're definitely very happy and enjoying because you know your success can help a lot of other people and give more people confidence to use the SEED system, the 4 steps method, to achieve everyone's individual goal. So you're very proud and happy that you're able to achieve your own goal because, and be happy with it because you'll be able to help others. So think about it to let you achieve your goal first today. What is the seed that you want to plant today? Is it money? Is it different income? Is it a generous income, or is it a big customer sales, or if you want to clear that? So think about today what kind of seed that you want to plant. And at the same time, plan what it, who is the partner for you to plant this seed. So today, in the process of your seed planting, which of the 4 laws of the seed that you will use to motivate yourself so that you're happier and more confident to plant this mental seed? So which of these 4 laws will you use to motivate your seed planting today? Or maybe we can say which laws is your favorite. Then we do a dedication to everyone that your understanding of today's contemplation, you dedicate to everyone in the world so that they also understand of the 4 laws and they will use it generously to achieve their goals. So you see a golden light emits from your body and spread towards your surrounding, towards your family, towards your colleagues, your friends, and this golden light continue to expand to the community that you live in. Continue to expand to the surrounding countries, and then it covers the whole world so that everyone in the world that is touched by this golden light, everyone's goal will achieve smoothly. Imagine everyone, when they're able to achieve their goal, how would they feel? Now, take 3 deep breaths. Focus your attention on your breath. And once you have done, you can move your hands and fingers and come back here.